Welcome to our Christmas Eve service this evening, our last service here, Christmas Eve service at St. Gabriel's. And as we begin this Christmas Eve, let me read a few words from the story of Jesus' birth. We'll read them again here in a few moments, but follow along with me on page 4. The Gospel of Luke tells us there was no place for them, for Mary and Joseph, in the inn. There were shepherds out in the field. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people." Because these words are well known to many of us, we can easily read them and kind of pass by them without noticing all that they're seeking to tell us. And one of the things that they're seeking to tell us is who it is that should celebrate Christmas. And not only who should celebrate, but how those who are celebrating should go about it. There's multiple emphases here, but I want you to notice one. One emphasis is on where those who celebrating are here at this first Christmas. For Mary and Joseph, they're not in the inn. They're not inside with all the rest of the people from Bethlehem. There's no place for them, so they're outside. And the shepherds as well. They're outside, the scriptures say, out in the field, as well, not inside with all of the others. Luke is telling us that everyone who celebrated this first Christmas, they were outside. It's not a detail to be overlooked. It's not a detail to also just be understood literally, but also figuratively, morally, socially, even spiritually, these people were outside. You may know that shepherds, they weren't allowed to testify in courts in the Roman Empire. They were untrusted people. They were uncredible witnesses because they were considered to be unethical. They were considered unscrupulous and immoral, uneducated, dirty, smelly, low-class people, not acceptable for a civilized society like the Roman Empire. But notice that God sends his messengers of his son's birth to them, to these shepherds, to people that no one would listen to. And they're the first celebrants at Christmas. So why? Why these shepherds? Well, maybe another story can help us answer the question, why them? In 2008, the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series for the first time in a long, long time. And a 5'8", 240-pound, 42-year-old, unemployed, suburban Philadelphia man was there when they won it. His name was Mike Rodia. But his friends called and still call him Lionel because, like a lion, this man, Mike, he just pushes his way into wherever that he wants to be. He's a hard man to stop. And on the night in which the Phillies won the World Series, it was no different. It was game 5 of the World Series. The Phillies were up 3-1, and Lionel was sitting near the left field foul pole. And then at the 6th inning, with the game tied 2-2, the heavens opened up. And it began to rain profusely, so much rain that they had to postpone the game for 2 nights later. And again, that night, 2 nights later, Lionel was there, but he wasn't content to sit next to the left field foul pole. Instead, he snuck into the very swanky Diamond Head Club section right behind home plate. And when he got in there, he had a wealthy friend who was named Tom Millison. And Tom had seats there in the Diamond Head Club section on the 5th row. And as soon as he sat down, he called Tom on his cell phone. He said, "Look over to your right and look back 2 rows." And there was Lionel sitting in these stolen seats, smiling at him and waving at Tom. And at that point, the nearly miraculous begins to happen. Because about that point, the Phillies are about to win 4-3. And down the aisle right next to Lionel walks this 6'8" man who's dressed in a suit, a huge man, well-dressed, and he's heading to the field. And Lionel thinks, "I'm going to follow him." And so he gets up and he walks behind this man in the suit as if he belongs with him, right out onto the field and into the Tampa Bay dugout, which is empty at that point because they had just lost, except for a whole host of men also in suits, including Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. And at the appropriate moment, all the suits and Lionel walk out onto the field. And when he gets out there, the bat boy starts throwing around these World Series champion t-shirts, and he throws one to Lionel, and he puts it on. And then there's a Hawaiian woman who's running around putting leis around people's necks. It's Shane Victorino's mother, and he calls to her, and she runs over, and she hangs a lei around his neck. She kisses him and tells him congratulations, and he says, thank you so much. And then he runs to the pitcher's mound, and again, he calls Tom. And he says, look out on the field. And there's Lionel looking like a player with a lei around his neck, t-shirt on, celebrating with all of the other players. And then they go into the clubhouse. And Lionel's not done. He runs with all of the other players and he grabs champagne and he grabs beer and he starts squirting it all over all of the other players. And if you go back and even watch the footage on YouTube or something, you can see Lionel, all 5 foot, 240 pounds of him in there celebrating as if he was the closing pitcher for the Phillies. Drenched in beer, squirting champagne everywhere. And about that time, Tom Millison got another call on his cell phone. It wasn't from Lionel, it was from a friend watching on TV. And he says, I swear I just saw Lionel in the clubhouse on TV celebrating, but that can't be him, can it? And Tom had to say, oh yes, in fact it can be Lionel. And I tell you that, friends, because things like that happen in our world. And something just like that happened on the night in which Jesus was born. Because those shepherds, like Lionel, they didn't belong there at the manger. They didn't belong there at the baby's feet, whose name is Emmanuel. They didn't belong there at the feet of God. If you read throughout the scriptures, you'll find men and women having visions of God, visions of him in his heavenly court. One of those is the prophet Isaiah. And when he just had a vision of God's presence, he saw angels singing, but with two wings they flew, and with two wings they covered their eyes, and with two wings they covered their feet, and they cried out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of his glory. And when the prophet Isaiah just saw that vision of God's presence, when he just had a dream of it, he cried out, woe is me, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. He knew, though he was a prophet, though he was a holy man, he knew that even more so than the angels, he didn't belong there. He didn't deserve to be in God's presence. But those words of woe don't happen on this first Christmas. You don't hear any words like that from the shepherds, and why? Why no words of woe from them? The reason is because what we celebrate tonight is God's coming to us. It's his coming to us to welcome all who don't belong. And that's all of us, us included. If you're here tonight, welcome. You don't belong. You don't belong here celebrating Jesus' birth. But that's the reason that we do celebrate so exuberantly tonight, with so much rejoicing tonight, because those who are the furthest out, when they come in, when they're brought in, they celebrate the most. And that is us. The reason God chose the shepherds was to unmistakably and so vividly display his grace, because it's a good news of a great joy to all people, even us this evening. Later on, Jesus would say, those who have been forgiven much love much. Those who have been forgiven much love much. And those who have been welcomed in from the furthest, they celebrate the most. May that be true of us this evening. If you're here, you are so very welcome. And it's not just me welcoming you. It's not just our church. It is God himself welcoming you to the celebration of his son's birth. Let me pray for us. Father, we do rejoice this evening because of that which we have heard, that unto us has been born a child, and it is a good news of a great joy for all of us. So we do pray this evening, as we read and as we speak, as we sing, that we would celebrate as those who were far off but who have been brought near through the birth of your son, Jesus Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen.